you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy. Yeah. This is No Need for Apologies.
This is No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines. Do it again. I'm sorry.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of No Need for Apologies.
I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
And we have another episode for your stinking asses.
Look at Dave. See Dave looking at us. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Because I thought one of y'all farted.
Oh, nah.
That's what I thought you did. And then when he was like, do it again. I'm like, this motherfucker fart on command? Like, oh,
nah,
shit.
Nah, ain't nobody trying to stink up the studio, Dave.
It's too small in here to be farting. That fireplace ain't real. You farted outside?
Yeah, and Derek was like, is that your back? And I just let your back take the...
I thought you cracked your back, but it's him farting. You cracked his ass. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two of my favorite people in the studio with us today. We have the one and only Dave Temple from Temple University.
Yeah.
And we have Rob Hayes.
Rob Hayes, back for another one. Good to see you there, bro. Hey.
Thank you for coming back, man, another week.
Another New Balance fleece.
Wow, man.
I'm like a cartoon character. I got a closet full of the same outfit.
Yeah. You respect the gadget.
Yeah.
What happened to those old Navy performance fleeces? Remember that was
that shit was long.
Performance fleece.
When 36 Mafia turned them things inside out to tear the club up video, I wanted one so bad.
I don't remember that.
Yo, they had the fleeces on, but they had them inside out and zipped all the way up. They looked crazy.
I gotta see that shit.
Yeah.
All right, can you bring that up?
Tear the club
but
up.
The new
comfortable fleece is the Columbia. That joint looks comfortable. The Columbia, whatever, Columbia sport shit. That shit
and
is
a Patagonia.
Patagonia is pretty warm, but them shits are expensive.
Patagonia.
Yeah. It's a status symbol. It lets people know, like, hey, I'm taking care of my children.
Patagonia.
You got three little white daughters wearing North Face fleece. Yeah. You're doing good for yourself.
Something. Yeah. North Face fleece is an ugly.
I'm going to need you to say that again.
One more time.
North Face fleeces. I said because at first I said fleeces.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Oh, those was those weird materials, too. I forgot what those was called.
So he turned it inside out. It looks dope as shit inside out.
Look at DJ Paul always with his hand in his pocket. He's funny as shit.
I was in the club one time dancing, and DJ Paul walked in, and he was like, man, where the hell did y'all just bring me to? Like, I never felt so uncool in my life.
Like, you're excited. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
DJ
they was
Paul,
playing like, my song. I was, like, dancing. And then, like, DJ Paul just walked in, saw me, and was like, nah, man, I got that.
Did that fuck with your personality? That like fuck with you? You was like, damn.
Yeah, it messed up my dancing for the night. You know what I'm saying? Like others, you know, the DJ was doing a great job, but then you know, I just was like, nah.
Where the fuck did y'all
not hitting the same?
Were there chicks there at least, or was it a sausage party?
No, it was chicks there. You think at a sausage party, that's when I'm getting into my moves?
No. Because what would he say is lame?
I ain't going to lie to you. Sometimes.
Like, dude, I've been to parties.
With all dudes,
parties.
That's
people
we can
invited,
have fun.
People invited us to parties. You remember? You go around New York, people like, yo, come to my party. It's shit bumping. And we get there, it's niggas. And we one chick. And we like,
nope. We do our one round and get the fuck out.
And they are partying. You ain't been to them holiday parties?
No, I agree with you. But what I'm saying, this is in Atlanta. This is a club.
Yeah.
And this is basically like, I'm not supposed to be elevated. Ladies supposed to be elevated.
Yeah.
So if you're a dude and you elevated, you got to be cranking it.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be doing something for people to look at.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
yeah,
be
yeah.
up. on something chilling. You know what I'm saying? You could chill down. So I'm up like on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Like getting into my moves. DJ Paul walk in. He's like, "What is this shit?"
That's so funny.
You gotta be careful when you're down too, because people start throwing money and that shit land on you. Whew, that's a tough situation.
Go on.
Not if you catch it.
You ever been?
Yeah, if it touches you, it's yours.
You can't pick up no man money that he threw.
If it touches you, you can.
Nah, it's a little.
I was in a club. Floyd Mayweather came. I don't know where he came from. No one saw him walk in.
Wow.
But he just came up, threw $20,000, and he was gone. Yeah. And when I tell you, everybody in there caught something, the hardest dude caught something, went straight to the bar. It was so lit after that. Everybody was lit. Like, thank you, money team. Appreciate that.
I'm ready to close out.
I follow
a different code, like Diddy and them. You know, it was maybe about 20 years ago. Somebody threw some money on him too. Somebody caught a bullet behind that shit.
Really? I didn't know that.
Y'all remember that shit?
No.
That was
the one with Sean went to jail for when he came into the club with Jennifer Lopez. And somebody threw some fucking money at Diddy. And then the motherfuckers went pop, 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 party over. You know what I mean? You'll just throw
That's
money
at disrespectful to throw money at Diddy. Yeah. I'm not Diddy. If you throw money at me, you want me to have it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's like, you could have said here, you know.
You could have said here.
That's real.
Diddy, and he had J Lo with him. No wonder.
Don't throw no fucking money at J-Lo. That's disrespectful.
Fucking money at me. Yeah.
And that's when like she had that dress that year, right?
The dress was to distract you from what happened. That's why she wore that
bandanas
dress.
On her head and all that shit. Then, you know, she was down with the black shit at that point.
She was wearing bandanas. Oh, this is Jenny from the block.
I'm real.
That's when she stopped all of that shit. The minute that shit happened, she broke up with that motherfucker, got with Ben Affleck, and left all that nigga shit behind.
She
left all that nigga shit behind.
Take the rhinestones off of this bandana.
Right. What the fuck was out there? Excuse me, it's Jennifer. Yeah, Jennifer.
Made in Manhattan. All her movies she getting with some white dude. Yeah. Like, all right, I see what she did.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not J-Lo no more. No,
I'm Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Gentrification Lopez. Gentrification Lopez. Yeah. I still got it. I'm fucking real. Anyway,
a solid slurp.
Why y'all give me the solid slurp?
I was looking at the way that white because
you stopped us too slurp. You was like, anyway,
and then to say something. Oh no, I thought sorry. I thought y'all was gonna pick up the slack. Y'all my friend.
Oh, we got to pick up the slack after you stopped the momentum.
I didn't stop the momentum.
We were talking about Jenny from the Block. And we were talking. Hold up.
No, I just grabbed my drink. I thought y'all was gonna keep talking, but anyway, I'm sorry, guys.
Y'all starting to fight like a couple.
What?
What?
It was weird. We always got to wait for you. You don't look at it as a fight. I saw that.
That's because you come from an abusive household.
Abusive?
And you know what to look at. You know what to look for. You like, oh, that's fighting over there. We weren't fighting.
Okay.
No. See, Dave is the professor. He digs and tries to see because he's the professor. Tell him about your new podcast, Dave. I'm so proud of you.
Man. Temple University. We're doing that over at Compound Media. Dope. All right. Clips available online. Matter of fact, you know what? I got a YouTube. Y'all need to go to my YouTube. I'm Dave Temple, which is me across all platforms.
Yeah.
But I need to get up to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So however many downloads y'all get on this, like however many episodes, however many plays this gets, if my subscribers don't go up by that number, I'm going to find each and every last one of y'all, and I'm fucking you.
Oh, I thought it was going to be some help.
No, seriously, because but the thing is, I want to monetize the page, so you have to have 1,000 subscribers to be monetized, but it's not money for me. So what I do now with my thing is I use that money that I make to run my promotions on Instagram. Okay. I pay people to promote my shit on Instagram, meaning I would rather give the money to a listener than to give it to a subscriber.
Yes.
So I'm Dave Temple on Instagram. You can find me on there, but I do my weekly updates of my videos and stuff like that. And I will tell you, look, if you just promote and share it and then message me your PayPal, your Venmo, whatever case might be, I will pay you for that. versus me giving
this nigga about to be the new Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, until Instagram figures out I'm doing it and be like, we're shutting you the fuck down because that's illegal, whatever.
Is it illegal?
I'm sure they're going to find some sort of way to do it because they want you to pay them.
But companies do it all the time. They use influencers. They'll be like, I'll pay you to promote my shit.
They're right. Influencers.
Right, well, but I'm making everybody an influencer.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Word. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. So, you know, I'm Dave Temple on Instagram.
Dave Temple, people.
I'm Dave Temple on YouTube. Go subscribe to that page right now. Okay. One of the most recent videos was the No Need for Apologies episode where you guys came on.
We had a good time, man.
We had a great, great fucking time on there, man.
Dave been reading Think and Go Rich. Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich. Because Dave over here saying the algorithms.
I see it. I've been listening to it. I ain't been reading it because it makes me sleepy.
Well, hold on.
We all get sleepy when I read it. Think and Grow Rich.
Who's that?
Robert Kiyosaki?
What?
Who's that? Robert Kiyosaki?
It's Napoleon Hill.
Oh, yeah. I did read that. Yeah. Right now, I'm reading another book called Guns, Germs, and Steel, man. This shit is dope.
Foley told me to read it.
Yeah, man. It's just about like seeing cultures dominate one another just based off of what they develop. So you look at the landscape of the earth based on the ice age, where people had access to water, where they didn't, and what they developed first. Some people were able to develop steel. Some people just was able to develop strong immune systems and carry disease. But it's like you can see like nobody really has an upper hand. You might look like you have an upper hand because you got a gun, but it's like, yeah, well, we got smallpox, nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
fascinating because you might feel like your culture or your race is down, and you not. You not. You might be down at that moment, but the overall game and how it keeps going, it's always going to be there. And everybody gets a turn to be on top.
Everybody, the sun shines on a dog's ass someday. Isn't that the line?
It depends on if they a house dog or an outside dog.
Right. Or if you were a dog with one of them homeless niggas in the train. Oh, yeah. God bless you.
Don't you feel bad for them dogs?
The dog and the man. It's the fight of the man and the dog, man.
It's not about the
hustle and flow.
About the fight and the dog or whatever they said. Yeah. Ludacris got his ass whooped.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to be careful when you're using the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's gotta suck to get beat up with fresh braids, though. To have to go to the hospital with fresh braids.
Fresh, like fucking.
Like his braids are so.
Where does it hurt? And he's like, "Well, it hurts to be that." That's not what I mean.
They doing that shit. It's like, do this. Yo,
did y'all ever feel that way? Like some outfits was like so gaudy, you felt like you was gonna get murdered in it.
The other day,
what you have on?
I had on like this like babe camo vest.
Yeah.
And I'm getting off the train, and this dude, I'm walking up the steps, and this dude was walking down the steps, and he did like a quick U-turn, and he was looking like, oh, cool, and like I like got up the steps real quick, like created some distance, but I couldn't figure out where my show was, and dude was like coming, and then I like crossed the street. And then dude was trying to, like, get across the street. Eventually, like, I got away. But I was like, I think dude saw me and was like, that's a lick right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Holy Ain't that God. Crazy, the shit you be going through right before the show, too?
Yeah.
I mean, fucked up if you didn't make it to the show because you
were
getting robbed.
You were probably late, and you was like, I'm so sorry.
All that energy to the stage, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't going to heckle me after I done, you know what I'm saying? I done risked something to be here. Like, it's a wrap. It is a wrap.
Yeah, I remember Safari got robbed. He still did that radio interview, cried and everything.
Wait,
but he did
what?
Yeah. Remember Safari got robbed?
No, I don't.
You didn't see Safari got robbed?
Can we bring it up, please?
Rapper Safari gets robbed, and he still went to the radio show after crying his ass off.
Yeah, y'all niggas.
But he be wearing furs all the time.
He be wearing furs all the time. So he got his ass.
It's like other people are cold.
Yeah, you're kind of asking for it. I saw a guy today with fur and camo pants on, and I'm like,
Would you ever wear fur?
Nah,
I'm not a fur guy. I'm a jacket guy, but not a fur jacket.
Yeah,
I don't like fur
because color. Of what we're
I
talking
could
about
see
right
you
now.
With a fur collar.
I would wear I would say a fake fur.
All right, check it out.
No shit.
Safari Samuels. Oh, he got robbed in the parking lot.
Yeah,
he thought he made it. When you were like, once you know, burp, you probably like, oh, I'm good.
Damn,
he's by. Oh, is that him with the red? That red thing?
Yeah,
rim?
Yeah.
He looked like that on, fucking.
That's that Pink Friday pink.
Yeah, they really patting him down and shit.
Yeah, you know what's funny though?
Like them, dude.
I learned that lesson at a young age that you just don't want to have the flyest shit in the room. Yeah. I remember I got a bike stolen from me. It was a
Jeep. It looked like he like counting the money on the roof. Like he like, hold on, let me dip it between the two of you.
Damn, they, put they the got ground. Him on the ground.
They still didn't take the coat?
They on, eventually
nobody
took
want
the
that coat.
Coat.
They took the coat last.
Yeah.
They should have let this nigga like get down on the coat. Like,
he still put all right, shit on the still coat. Got the coat. I'm on the ground.
We're gonna
but
use
I still
the coat as
coat.
A bag. Give us your shit. Yeah.
Like the Africans when they selling the purses on
and
the
And they
street.
Still chasing him? Stupid coat.
You like
Jesus
that red
Christ.
Monster from all the bunch of party
clothes.
Oh,
yeah, he do.
Yeah,
he do.
Caught wind. It was like...
Brian, you know the red monster from all them Bugs Bunny cartoons?
Yeah.
The haunted house?
Yeah.
That's what Safari looked like right there.
That nigga. It was like running with a parachute on your back. It was like that cross-shaped shit.
I know.
Yeah.
And you're just going to look dumb when they catch you. Because first of all, if you outrun somebody with a fur coat on, that's fucking amazing and that's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if you get caught and they got a pistol whip you for making you chase them,
yeah,
that's also going to look ridiculous.
Plus,
you know
can't
I mean?
Hit corners when you're wearing a coat like that coat, right? Coat like,
you can't cut. Fur.
That fur
Never noticed he had on sneakers till I seen that pic.
Oh, no. Nah.
Usually those coats come with slides and they slide around the corner, you know, and the movies do like tick, tick, tick.
Because if you got a
if
you got a fur, everything got to be on the up and up. Like, that's how Frank Lucas got caught.
Yeah.
Went to an Ali fight
with that goofy ass fur and the fur hat.
And the fur hat.
And they was like, who is that?
Yeah. Black dude sitting that close, his tickets are better than mine. And we wouldn't have noticed him if he didn't have that goddamn hat and coat on.
Also, wearing a hat at a fight is rude.
Because you couldn't see over the shit.
Yeah.
I kind of laughed when his chick was mad that he threw that shit in the fire. She was just standing there. I'm like, bitch, it's the beginning of the end. This is all your fault.
She don't see it. She just
this is the beginning of the end.
Nice on you.
Russell Crowe fucking antennas went up. Who the motherfucker in the hat?
Well, remember when we went to Silk City and you was like that. You didn't recognize that.
Yeah.
I had to get us the fuck out of there.
Me,
him, Chris Cotton. We went up to Silk City in the Bronx for a little stripper idol thing, right? And this motherfucker, he up there having a good time, right? But he had just had a broke-ass game show. Yeah. And it was like season two of the shit.
I was making money.
Shit starting to pop. And waitresses is like recognizing him, like, wait a minute, ain't you the dude from MTV?
Yeah,
that's me. Right? So he's he's loving every minute of this shit, right? And I get it. Fucking love it, right? Yeah. But one of the girls ran off and told a DJ, like, oh, this is the dude from MTV, he in here, right? So, like, this motherfucker, it was like something out of a fucking movie. Derek had just went to the ATM, pulled out some money, and he's got a girl on stage, and he's making it rain on the bitch.
The ATM in the club is a trap.
$50.
The motherfucker.
$50. You went to the ATM to take
$100. No, he's lying.
ATM in the club is a trap. It's strategically placed.
It's a $10
so that
chart.
People can, every girl in there, every person working there can see you pulling out
as
your
as well
money.
As every stick up boy who knows to sit there and watch to see who's spending money. So if they didn't see him pull the money out, when the DJ got on the motherfucking microphone and threw the spotlight on him, like, oh shit, we got from MTV, Derek Gaines in the house. And this motherfucker shined a light on Derek, and Derek's so into the pussy. But when that light went on, I saw the whole hood, the Bronx, everybody. Who the fuck? And I was like, oh shit, come on, we gotta go.
Yo,
we gotta
Dave
go.
Hit, nigga.
We gotta go.
Dave hit me
go.
With the yo, we gotta roll. Yeah,
that's
out,
a
right?
good friend.
Now,
yeah. I was like, I was telling him, I can't explain nothing to y'all till we get to the fucking car. Let's go. Because the car parking lot was far as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it was like, if we don't start going now, niggas get a chance to start setting up and boxing us in. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yo,
now.
Boy, when I mean, when Dave explained this shit to me outside, I was like, yo, that was cool. I said, yo, that was cool. We had to get the fuck out of here. I was about to get robbed.
Yeah, they made that shit, though.
Yeah.
We
thanks,
was up
Dave.
There one
I don't really
time.
Fuck around the strip club. Like, because of that, I don't really go up to them spots no more like that no more.
Yeah, nah, you don't need to be there.
Good. We brought some Australian girls from New York Comedy Club up there. They won the stripper idol. They won the
$500. Shit.
So when they won the $500, they came back with us. We see everybody getting up looking like, all right, I know she got the $500 on her. We had to get out of there.
Gotta go.
Damn. Whoa.
Gotta go.
Then the Australians didn't even split the money with us. Yeah. You wouldn't even have known about it if we hadn't brought you up here. Like, what?
So you owe me gas money or at least
gas and some on, fucking man. Pancakes at least or something.
Like, we got you out of
can
there.
Can you take
safely?
Us to the diner, bitch? Like, what? You won and we had to get out there with our lives.
I want some hash browns and an omelet.
At least some hash browns.
Something.
Mm. Yeah, strip clubs is like it's a breeding ground of illicit activity.
It's a shark
like, it's
frenzy.
So much shit that that's why I'm surprised that they haven't made more movies. Like that we don't get a reboot of Players Club. Yeah. All this other shit that they rebooting. You know what I mean, like it's like movies about strip clubs. They really don't exist. Hustlers was it was alright. Did y'all see Hustlers?
Yeah. I didn't see
Players
it.
Club was gritty.
Yeah, it was gritty.
That shit was gritty. Man, that
be trouble.
Trouble.
And for Ebony
Brooklyn,
to
do
end
something
up
to make me feel
the...
better. Brooklyn, do something to make. And he blew the fucking club up. Like, yo, Players Club was the shit.
Yeah. Why do? How do you think a man in a wheelchair got to that?
Do
much
something
power?
To make me feel yeah. better.
Like, is that possible to be handicapped and still run the neighborhood?
Run
like that?
The man,
Professor
shit.
X.
But yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. He got the most
why
powerful muscle in the world.
Yo, took it to X Men yeah. with the quick.
Yeah. Because Wolverine don't want to listen to that nigga at all.
No, but he can go in your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. So you might as well.
You don't
want
to listen to him, but he going to make you.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that he
that's
got
why
that much
Magneto
power,
put
no
the hat on.
That's why Magneto put the hat on. He got the
head
yeah.
with the shit.
Charles,
yeah, why won't he make a helmet for everybody else?
Because he like, you make your own fucking helmet. You know what it's made out of.
They don't.
They do.
What is the helmet made out of?
Yeah.
I thought it was made out of lead. Like, it's a lead helmet, right? That's it's not weird. Animanium. It's not the animanium.
Antimantium.
Okay. It's not that shit, and it's not vibranium. I thought it was like just like some simple type metal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know
actually, no, it's the same shit Juggernaut's helmet is made out of. So whatever Juggernaut's
the
helmet
gum,
is.
Just a little foil. That's it. That's the one thing it can't get through is tinfoil. Yeah. Like, what the fuck out of here? This thing can do all this shit, but he can't get through tinfoil.
The Pop Tart wrapper shit?
Yeah.
What is
the silver one.
Magneto helmet made out of metals. Magneto.
Yeah, they got Magneto out here looking wild. Like my man, Cape ain't always pressed. Come on, man. Whatever metals is around. Whatever.
That don't even make no sense.
Come on, man. His thing always burgundy. It's
nah,
always
he was pressed.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Pressed.
Google
that
did,
boy was always
did your
pressed.
Boy wrong.
Dude,
Magneto they lying.
That's
they lying.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
believe
a lie. It's made out of whatever metals are around.
You whatever
you
got
here.
Around. Nah, man.
That's what,
nah.
Something that wasn't written. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
They
so
were
now,
like, oh, we don't know.
Now it's up to somebody to interpret it for everybody else. It's like, do you think they have like I guess the equivalent of a pastor for comic books that'll help interpret
a pastor?
Go ahead. You know, the no, pastor, wait. Like, they,
you
like people
in Civil
church,
War, Volume 2.
Exactly.
Because people yeah. in church don't read the Bible. Yeah. They just listen to the pastor.
Because they can't read.
They're lazy as fuck. And they don't want to. They just yeah. want, they enjoy the show. You know, yeah. I'm
according
listening to you,
Pastor. Uncanny X-Men 71.
Yeah. Right.
Edition 18 or some shit like that.
Right. Storm looked to the sky and the lightning came down upon the earth.
Comics expanded. Wait. Go.
Explain, not expanded.
Oh, my bad. Explained.
Who is this guy?
Click on it.
So there is that's one. There's a guy who does.
Wait, are we not playing it?
Probably not. Probably got to give him
oh,
credit.
We can't
you're gonna get
turn your graphic it. Novels to yeah. the Book of Galactus.
That's so funny. That they, yeah, because if they got a dude to do the Bible, they got to have a dude to do some of these comic books. Like
yeah.
They got comic book Bibles. You ever had to read those shits? Those shits were dope.
Yeah. Had to read those shits? Where are you getting no. forced to read comic book
yo,
Bibles?
Yo, foster care, nigga. He had
wait,
some
are you
weird foster mom.
Now, you know the panels go left to right. I don't know why you all the way in the corner.
Wait. You're telling me, because you grew up in the church, so I thought that you had to do it too. Like most churches I went to, like they had comic books and they were like,
oh,
Jesus
yeah.
And they would not let me read any other type of comic books. They were like, no, you read this. This is the same thing, got the same action, all that shit.
Y'all had Sunday school?
I was in Sunday school. When I lived in Maryland, I was in church every day.
Yo, Sunday understand. School is why? Because yeah. like, how complicated is church that y'all got to explain this to it? To us afterwards. You know
y'all
what I'm
know
saying?
Kid?
Like,
you had it before yeah. or after service, Sunday school?
It depends on what service you went to. If you went to the early service, it was after.
Yeah.
If you went to the late service, it was before. It was in between.
It was that in between. So, yeah, either way, I got
But
you.
I thought Sunday school was just so that kids wasn't seeing people falling out and doing the whole Holy Ghost thing. Because
you still had to go to regular
church. That's if
your
church had that.
That's your parents
Our church didn't
lazy.
Have that.
You supposed to go to
Sunday
one.
Sunday school is a green room in church for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Getting us ready
that
for.
That was just it? No, we literally went to Sunday school, then we went to church.
Yeah, Sunday school, then church,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But me from South Jersey, flirting, carrying the fuck on.
Finger
hey,
popping.
Girl, how you doing? I was always kissing girls.
Yeah.
Yo. He church like Vegas.
What happens in Sunday school?
Stays in Sunday school. Yeah. Nah, That's man. Because I started going to church when I was 12. So I'm a pubescent kid. And Jesus mixed together. That was a weird.
Oh, and you was new.
Yeah.
And
Christ
is
super weird.
We had been there
nigga.
From birth.
If your parents were making them wear dresses, you could see who had little titties and all that. Because, like, you couldn't see. Everybody was wearing hoodies and shit like that when we was in school. But if she got to wear a dress with eating a shawl or no shawl, oh, yeah. You get
shawl
to see them
no
shoulders
shawl.
Out.
Shawl
yeah,
or
you
no
get
shawl.
To see them shoulders and that neck bone. Yeah.
Skorts. Remember skorts?
Yeah. That was creepy.
Skorts, yeah. I'm like, fuck. She got a fat butt, though.
I remember even
especially
in
because everybody would get the back of their skirt dirty from sitting on the bus stop or sitting on the curb or something like that. And it was like weird. Like, oh, here's this grown woman, but turn around, here go dirty kid butt.
It's like a mullet. It's like a mullet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you grow up with skorts and shit?
Yeah, no. We, like, I went to public school, but we had, like, optional uniform. Which is the worst.
Yeah, it's like, look, you can tell people you poor, or you can show them.
Yeah. It was like, yo, if you wearing an optional uniform, like, you chose to get made fun of. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, like, or people could just focus on your face. It's like, all right, I can't make fun of the same clothes every day. Yeah. But, yeah, what's that on your nose? You know?
We did the uniform, but it was like Dickies in the polo. It was Dickies in the Martin Luther King polo.
Nope.
You didn't have to do that?
I went to George Washington in 98. It was a fucking fashion show, and I had no fashion.
That's my high school. Now, when I got to high school.
Man, I got ripped on so bad. Oh, in middle school, too.
But my middle school had an optional uniform, but when I got into high school, it was like a fashion show.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I went to middle. What about
you? Ours was the exact opposite. Like, we would tease high fashion people. Like, we literally bullied people into pretending that they were poor. So it'd be like, if you came back from Easter break or from Christmas break with like a new guest set or some shit, like, oh, look at this nigga. Your parents bought you that for Christmas, huh? Like,
y'all
it got
asshole,
to the point
man.
Niggas
got,
did not want to wear new shit to school. Everybody was like, I just need a Dickie suit like all the other kids and I just want to dress down and fit in.
Yeah. I remember that. That's how King was. King was more like that. Like, if you came to school fly after a holiday, there was like, oh, you got your struggle clothes on.
Yeah.
See, we had a mix because we had some kids that everyday white tees, you know, that's Dickies. And then we had some kids that were rich.
Mm-hmm.
They had throwbacks.
Yeah.
They had like velours. They had like leathers.
The fits,
they had all kind of stuff. And then we had like some kids whose parents were dope boys. We had some kids that were dope boys.
Yeah.
They'd have Rockaway everything, FUBU everything, you know, like all that stuff. So it was like a mix. So
I checked out at 15 though. 15,
nah,
I checked out. Once I discovered pussy, it didn't make a difference.
Nah,
nigga.
Bro.
Once I found out the girls that wore the flight jackets every day with the dirty neck.
Yeah.
She fucking. Come on, let's go. Like that's all
bone.
I was doing was fucking Dirty Jones on the low.
He's sinking the dirty girl.
The dirty collar.
Yo,
Dirty Jones on the low because it was like
with
you
the
just
baby
knew.
Fat Jones with the fucking like
look
with the dirty scrunched up
with
on
the dirty
head.
Sleeves.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the chick with the dirty sleeves.
If her neckline and her wrist was dirty, her mom was always working. Like nobody was doing laundry at that crib.
That's
it's a latchkey
crazy.
Kid. Let's get over here. Let's fuck. You know what I mean? Like that's it.
Wow.
I fucked in so many that's dirty it. Piles of laundry in people's basements.
Yo.
Oh God.
Yo.
I like
yeah, sick.
I knew like even now there's certain detergents that if I smell them it's just nostalgia. That's Aisha right there.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I remember the Dirty Girls, but I never, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dirty Girls was low-hanging fruit, baby.
Nah, bro.
I was, like, by the time I got dirty, a respectable girlfriend, by the time I got a respectable girlfriend, I was, like, a professional in bed. I was good at sex, because I had sex with so many dirty girls. Like,
I'm saying dirty, they were dingy.
Dingy girls, not dirty.
Yeah, dirty is like.
This is wild. Yeah.
What?
But dingy is different.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's Dave.
Yeah, you
it's
gotta Dave. Say my shit is. I should be a nerd, Dave. But I just was around a weird environment, man. Like, I remember this girl that I had sex with. The first girl that I learned how to manipulate, like, to have sex. Like, I told her I wanted to be her boyfriend.
Tread lightly.
No, I told her I wanted to be her boyfriend. Just to have sex with her. And then once she let me have sex with her.
That was a Fresh Prince episode.
It was a Fresh Prince episode. Right?
So.
With that, if Fresh Prince was out now.
Yeah, no. But he went and got whole married.
He went and got whole married.
And then Kim.
Right, but see, that's what we were taught to do. Every show was like that back in the 90s.
Every show was like that.
Like, you could literally sit there.
You better pay some bills.
Right, not even put a. You put a whole earpiece in your ear and have somebody feed you lines to misrepresent yourself to get laid. Yeah. That was a common theme in the 90s. So
every
of course,
teen show, walkie-talkie, some sort.
Right. Oh, I heard she likes this kind of guy. Yeah, I'm into poetry. Yeah, I'm into, like, that's what we learn to do. So it ain't my fault. That's my programming. You got a problem with that? Blame Saved by the Bell. Blame Zach and them niggas. Because they the ones taught me how.
Zach and them niggas.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Just
but this was funny because the girl, she got me back, but it helped me build a good callus. Like, my mom, she was trying. She was trying her hardest to keep me out the neighborhood. So my mom every now and again would do, like, playing little trips and stuff. Come on, I'm going to go show you something. So I hated when she did that because it would pull me off the block. You know what I mean? Like, if you
love the hood.
Yeah, like,
if hood has a different type of love,
dude,
man.
Stop trying to expose me to the other stuff.
If you miss a day on the block, you missed a lot, man. Like, and it sucks to miss a day on the block.
Oh, I know. I mean, I would shelter. I would always have to go out of town, like, you know, holidays and stuff. I missed everything. Yeah. First time people drank, first time people smoked Black and Miles, all that.
Every fight, that everybody stuff. Throwing up, anything that happened, especially, like, if you had a curfew, like, oh, nigga, if you had to be in a house by curfew, oh, man, that shit used to suck. Because the best shit didn't happen on the corner until 10 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? So it's like, if your shit was there, you was fucked up. But anyway, this girl came to the block that I was hanging out on. And I wasn't there because my mom took me away. And she came through and she was like, yeah, y'all, Dave ain't out here today. And then, nah, he ain't here. Wow, what's up? You know, I had sex with his little dick ass the other day. And I mean, she just started airing him out. He got a little dick. He can't fuck. He got doo-doo stains in his drawers, all this shit. Like, she just started going in on me, right? So now, like, I talk to my homie when I get home.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I talk to my homie, but my homie called me like, yo, did you have sex with this girl? I'm like, I ain't want to admit it. I'm like, no. Why? He's like, all right, well, she came to the block today. And she's told everybody fucking laughing at you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, shit, so I got to go to school tomorrow. And I'm like, nervous. I don't know how to handle this, right? Mm. So when I get to school, this dude, DeWine, come right up to me like, yo, did you fuck such and such? And I'm like, no. I was like, yes, you did. Yes, you did. She said this, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, shit, I already know it's on. That's like before homeroom, and I got to figure out like how to navigate through this shit.
All
right. And this motherfucker keep, like, in between class, he come right there in the hallway. Yo, there he go right here. Come here, come here, come here. And then he's like.
Right.
Like, they trying to verify.
It's if, rarely good.
No, yeah. When a nigga. Ooh,
come here.
Yeah.
Right.
Come here.
You remember when Big Worm said, come here?
Yeah.
Smokey.
So I don't know. I don't know where it came from, but when they go like, "Yo, all right," she said you got a little dick and had doo doo stains in your drawers. Is that true? And my response was, "Still fucked though," and just walked off and went to class. And it worked. It worked. It got them niggas off me. Where, like, by the next between second and third period, they was walking there. There you go. There you go. Still fucked up. Like, and that was the theme. It turned around because that would have fucked my self-esteem up, man. Had that have been out there, like, oh.
Everybody had them bad days, man. You know?
You can't score 30 every night, bro.
Nah.
What Mary J. and Ja Rule say? It's just those rainy days.
Did you have to do the Cookie Monster voice?
I had to.
That's Ja Rule, right?
That fucking song was so horrible.
Hey, man. Was on a roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get the thought process. You
they
know
said
what
they
saying?
Was on ecstasy. Yeah.
They was trying to catch one.
They were trying to catch one.
You know, him talking about that just reminded me of the 2000s. So that's why that shit popped into my head.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit.
I ain't fucked till after high school, so I never knew the
future. Me neither.
Yeah. I ain't get mine until after.
After. Mm-hmm. After.
I didn't, so 23. I guess I was starting fucking.
That's good, though,
because,
girl, they, I'm not going to lie to you. Teenage sex, it ain't all it's cracked up to be.
It's trash.
What is it cracked up to be?
I'm just saying, like, you got a girl that
I mean,
got dressed.
Them blogs.
She done took
they
a shower.
About her in them chat rooms.
Listen. She
I guess
took
Euphoria.
A shower.
If you watch
at,
Euphoria, you'd be like, hey, man.
Yeah, average high
down,
school
story.
Yeah, well, see, that's not real.
That shit made me
that
uncomfortable.
Ain't real.
I had to stop. I'm like, wait, they're in high school? I was like, I can't
right.
watch there.
I did not have sex with a freshly showered woman until I was in college.
Ew, but nigga. You were seeking the ones that was dingy. That's
well,
different,
because you just, no. Even in high school, most girls, if you either took a shower the night before or that morning. So if you took a shower that morning, that's 6:30. I'm not getting to the pussy till at least 4:00. You done had gym, science. Uh-huh. You done walked to school. You know, like you done took a shit, piss. Like
you
it's
got three books in your book bag. Yep.
Right.
You
so I didn't have fresh pussy for a long time.
Wow.
So you might have dodged a bullet by waiting until you're 23. Yeah. At least you was getting
the gene. I didn't even see it like that.
Yeah, you got
it. Had
look
I
there.
Seen it like
it's
that, 6:30. I would have finessed it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody right. press you, like, come on, man.
Yeah, think I remember explaining it to my girlfriend in college that I don't eat pussy. And she was like, why not? I'm like, pussy is disgusting, right? You know, because I hadn't had no real clean pussy until I got to college. She was like, nah, you're going to have to start eating some pussy. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, all right. Hey, I can't remember the first time I cunnilinged a woman. It's all a blur at this rate. So yeah, it came in my 20s sometime, but I don't remember when. Because it wasn't really an issue for me. Oh,
he grew up watching porn. You don't remember? Like, this nigga had to go to therapy and shit.
Yeah, I did.
He talks about it on the podcast.
Regret telling people I had never done it. That prevented me from being able to do it for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you had to stand behind your word.
You people
gotta
go will down be down your them, first.
Yeah, like.
But they don't want to be your first with that. They
but
don't
you got to understand, like, I come from, my nana was a
freak?
Tough.
I thought I said that shit too. Like, I was like, wait, because you fixed your face. You went, my nana was.
Nah, she used to joke. She used to joke funny. It was like, you know how you get a beard, right? I was like, how you do that? Getting eating pussy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. So it was just always something in my head.
Dang, no like, euphemism or nothing.
My nana didn't believe in euphemism.
You know
she just talked. Yeah. She just spoke whatever the fuck she spoke, and I would have to process it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of weird shit. I went to therapy when I was 10, man.
It's your problem now.
Yeah, because I used to, she had Spice Channel, and I just go, I fuck cartoons. What these people doing? Start fucking with me.
First pussy I ever ate, she got me. She tricked me.
It was stinky?
Nah, but I ain't get nothing. I got nothing.
You got an experience.
Nah, man, that's it. Cause it was dark too. It was dark. But
she just you down there munching.
Nah, well, here's what happened,
you
right?
Came
she
up
got
with
me,
a wet chin.
Yeah, yep. She got me to do it under, like, we was talking, we was on the couch doing a little truth or dare.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then when we was doing so much truth up front, and we finally got the dare. And then she was like, oh, I thought you was She was like, I thought you said if I dared you to do it, you'd have did it. And that made me wet. And I'm like, oh, well, shit, yeah, I'll do it. Right? Whatever, just trying to get these pants off.
Yeah.
And we at my house, right? So I go upstairs in my room, and she's like, you got to cut the lights off. So she make me, and that scared me when she wanted to be pitch black. I didn't realize girls was insecure about their body. I thought she had a dick. She goes, so I'm sitting there eating this girl out in the dark, and I'm trying to, do the whole, like, wiggle the pants off and try to figure out a way to slide in there. And then my mom came home, so I could hear my mom come in the front door.
Yeah.
So I had to stash her in the closet. And that, oh, man, I ain't get nothing. And I could never get her to come back over to do nothing else.
It's traumatic.
Right. Well, what's also funny about that was she was a Jehovah's Witness,
and
her mom would come around knocking on doors. So I remember like maybe like a month or two later, like her mom coming around witnessing, and that shit was just funny as hell to be like, oh, you're such and such mom, huh? Yeah, I know your daughter.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You need this back.
Yeah, you're gonna need that back. That, like, look,
that ain't work no more.
Mm-hmm. Like that, but that's, you know, also what's funny to be like, yeah, you're out trying to work for God. Like, yeah, your daughter is running around playing truth or dare. But yeah, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, you keep doing God, yeah, keep doing the Lord's work, right?
I love Dave.
She had no
Dave's
idea.
Such a jackal.
She had Dave no is idea.
A jackal. I love Dave.
Dave, yeah, the jackal.
But mm-hmm, no, that's funny shit, bro. You didn't get paid for the lip service. Yeah, you do feel duped when you don't get the reciprocal. Like, this chick got over on me. Darn it.
I used to feel that way. Now it depends. I don't. Now I
don't. Well, no one, it depends on who it is. Now if it's some fly.
Sometimes that's all you want, and you're just like, all right, I'm good.
Sometimes you like, what? I have leverage.
Okay.
You know what I'm
go
saying?
On.
Like, I have a, like, I have a trump card. I have, like, yeah. You know? Like, you use that in battle.
Oh, like later.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, okay, I got it. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even say. Remember when I did that? I didn't even say nothing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't say nothing. Like, somebody, it wasn't even your, yeah, birthday.
Yeah.
It wasn't a day off. It wasn't Martin Luther King
Day.
It was
just Wednesday.
Who taught y'all just because like it's that? Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That's like holding on to a rape for 20 years. Like, I'm going to wait till you make it. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, man. That's the dark way to go. Good for day. Yeah, but I see what you're saying. Trump card, yeah. Hey, man.
I look, got you. Go ahead. Keep making. Yeah. I'm coming. What are you doing, man? Get your dick sucked. That was it. It'll suck this dick right now.
Hey, man. Just trying to have a positive outlook. You know what I'm saying? Just
I'm sorry. I'm very cynical, side, man. I'm very, you know, cynical. I don't have.
It's a messed up situation, but sometimes, you know, you got to look at the bright side, man.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh my God, y'all motherfuckers funny as shit. That's so he said, get your dicks up, man.
You know. I mean, but that's the shit you would teach a kid, though. Like, you,
nah,
go,
you
this,
don't teach a kid.
Yeah,
that.
No, I'm,
you
saying,
teach you teach somebody else's kids that.
No,
just,
no,
see if
I'm
it
saying. No, I'm saying, but what you said. No, I'm saying.
I'm trying to tell you, people do fucked up shit like that. Like, that's the motherfuckers that be at the block party that be like, yo, come here, let me teach you something. Right, and they don't teach their own kids this bullshit. Yeah. They teach you and watch to put a battery in your back and watch you go terrorize the neighborhood.
No,
with
but you would go, all right, look, so this is what I did, and you don't have to do that. Boom, just you. That's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you do it to you. You tell your kids, you're like, all right, son, you don't have to eat the box to get them to do something to you. You don't have to. I've done that. And you don't have to.
Oh, so you just
it's like the Hope did that. So hopefully you don't have to go through that. It's right. Like one of those
if they
things.
Bring it up,
then I'm gonna go.
I'm
no.
not coming out. Just start. You know what I'm saying?
I am.
Nah.
When they like looking at like when I see like I'm like oh, okay, you're clearly looking at chicks. You sniffing around. Well, hey, boop boop boop. I won't nothing sexual, but I will be like, don't be a sucker to think you have to get something.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to do that leverage shit. You don't have to be like. You don't have to be like, well, I'll eat you out if you do this for me. Like, oh, nah, yeah. You don't have. I wouldn't teach my kid that. I'd be like, nah, like move at your own speed. Want what you want,
right? Because you got the rest of your life to get leverage, yeah, for pussy.
Not even that.
The rest of your life. Yeah. You got like, a 30-year mortgage in your future.
The only leverage would be learning. The only leverage is like, because as comedy, as doing comedy, you know, it's like the more focus you want on that shit is coming to you. The more you're focused on the shit that you go, all right, yeah, I want chicks, but, like, I'm not trying to be, like, the fucking, like, I ain't trying to be, like, around, fucking around. I'm focused on this. That's when you get more bitches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the anytime problem, if the problem been, like, ain't getting more bitches is when you fuck around and settle down with one. And now that you cut the other bitches out,
mm-hmm, okay,
when you don't have that leverage of multiple bitches, that's when now but women start using the...
Me and my wife got an
argument.
You're
only
going
to get this pussy if you act right. Like, if you do what I tell you to do.
But that's why me and my wife talked about it, and I was like, I wouldn't allow our kid to be, like, boyfriend, girlfriend type situation. Because I don't believe in that shit. They're gonna find that puppy love shit. They're going to be crying, taking shit way too serious. And
you
I'm
can't
like,
control that.
You can.
You
like,
cannot.
Do that shit in college.
You cannot. If they want that. And you step in and be like, no, my
I'm
going to
educate
cannot.
Them on it. I'm going to be like, if they come to me like, oh, I'm so in love with such a, I'm like, it ain't real. You're
oh,
infatuated.
That's already too late.
But they
come
listen.
To you and tell
yeah.
me.
I'm
gonna
like,
listen.
Look, no. I'm like, look, don't do it.
Did you not
feel like
story,
I feel
did
like
you not hear
you,
the you Romeo just, and Juliet story? They told
well,
him not to
Well, then
they're going to
have to kill himself.
You're not going to be the homie. You're going to be dead. If dad says, don't do
it. I thought I was going to be the homie with my kids.
Oh, I'm definitely doing that.
I ain't the homie at all. I thought I was the homie. I ain't the homie. Yeah. I got a 15-year-old daughter, and I am not the fucking homie, man.
You thought you were cool?
I thought I was, man. That shit is, that shit is weird. But it's also like, it's also weird that I don't think like none of her people is cool.
Uh-huh.
Like, if that make any sense. I stay calling her like, y'all some fucking nerds. I be telling them all the time.
You shouldn't think her friends are cool.
The parent that thinks they the homie, that's trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's
trouble.
Be a parent,
like, not a
friend. To a certain degree, when that distinction is made, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Because the parent that thinks that they're the homie is meddling. The parent that thinks that the homie is, like, in the business a little too much.
Mm-hmm,
you know, like, has too much of a presence.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, and loses a bit of the authority.
See, I wouldn't be the homie. You know how, like, we give each other advice. You'll be like, hey, don't do that. When it comes to, like, women, you remember that shit. You'll be like, hey, don't do that. Don't try that. This is pointless. I would want to give that advice to my kid, but go take it or leave it. But this is how I feel about relationships. So just know all that headache and all this shit you're going through, this ain't the one.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy it.
Ah,
Have some dad shit he just said.
Enjoy it. But this ain't the one that you're going to be like, I'm like, but have fun. Because when you get older, I'm going to tell my son that. When you get older, there's going to be a whole nother world. I'm like, you want cash out of 23?
My whole life, people, you when you get older, me. But at the same time, that doesn't mean I listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't
mean
that I took
that,
you know, like, I'd be running the planet if I would have just listened to every when you get older.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Wait.
And that's the problem. It wasn't no proof. Now, I feel like if
there's
I can
too
sit
much
down,
proof to go.
If I can sit down with a son of mine and show him different bitches I had at different stages in my life, to be like, it's a better bitch coming at 25. Look at this.
Right? You, like, I would want to do that.
Right.
I would want to do that with my, like, hey, look, but no. Like, don't go crazy. Save your money up. Go on your cute little dates, but don't fucking, because you see what kids go through and put themselves through for chicks. You see all that shit, and I'm like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, but if somebody said to you, like, you younger, hey, there's somebody better at 25, you might be like, man, I don't even know. You know, 25 is forever.
They,
like,
say that with money, though.
Everybody don't make the 25.
With an investment, they'll go. It's the same thing like an investment. You teach a kid
everybody
how to
don't invest.
But you can teach somebody. These kids, you can teach them, like, hey, this is how you properly do that. Have patience. And there's kids out there who know
how
to flip
money. Well, you
got to
remove the emotion from it. And that's the part where, to remove emotion from a child, a lot of motherfuckers think that shit is cruel, even though you're really helping them for success.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what
so
you
that
mean
they,
remove emotion?
Because most people, all right, like, people make bad decisions because their emotions are tied to something and they panic. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, if you're, let's talk investing. If you're investing money in the market and it plunges, you're emotionally tied to your money.
So you want
to
pull.
So you can't think logically, like, oh, this is what the stock market does. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. But over time, it eventually always goes up.
And no one teach you that about relationships.
Right. If my investment went in and then it dropped down to 1/3 of what it's worth, I'm emotionally tied to that money. So I go, oh, I need that. No, the money's not for 20 years. It's going to go back up in 20 years. But if you can't get past the, what happened? Like,
she broke up with you. But it ain't the end. It's just a bad season. You're going to fucking find a new company. You're gonna
trip on a new hurdle.
Right back on. Yeah, I don't want to.
And she will be
on a new
back.
Hurdle, nigga.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
want to
talk
hurdle.
About women like money.
And
though.
She
so
will be back. I remember doing Caroline's with Artie Lang, and Artie had a chick in high school that he was in love with. This dude tried to rob a bank behind this girl, right? Like, literally, and her father made sure she stayed away from him because she felt like Artie was garbage. That lady was at Caroline's. Like, hey, it's good to see you doing well for yourself. Like, you know what I mean? They will be back.
Yeah. So diversify.
I would teach my
things
kid
don't
shit.
Get good for women.
Yeah. That's so fucked up.
I'm just saying, like,
I kind of got to end it on that. It's so funny. Yeah, that's so funny.
Derek, you know.
I'd be so pissed if I was driving the getaway van for somebody and they whole reason for this plan was, like, a lady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What,
like,
you gonna do with the money?
I'm
gonna give mine to
Brenda. Robbery. And this ain't even because, you know, I'm thinking you hurting.
Nah. That's for some other hurt.
Yeah.
I'm in here driving for another chick heart.
You ever seen The Lady Killers, that movie The Lady Killers?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
When he was like, you brought your bitch to the Waffle Hut? Yeah. He was like, please start throwing the mountain girl that way. Nah, nah. Fuck that. You brought your bitch to the Waffle Hut. All
right. Well, Dave, plug your shit, bro.
Hashtag look at it this way, unpopular opinions, as well as Temple University. Search all three of those things, or you can find me at I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms where it really matters. I need 1,000 subscribers. Will you help me?
You heard him.
Yeah. All right. I will pay you to promote.
All right. At Rob Hayes on Instagram. Robert is the man on Twitter. Yeah, look out for me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cool stuff.
I'm always doing something. Just hit me up on Instagram at the Great Boy. I'm at some club somewhere, some theater, someplace doing some shows, or I'm on TV sometimes. So whatever, I'll see you soon.
Monroe Martin III on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This has been another grand spliferous episode of No Need for Apologies.